you as we come together on this first Sunday in the month of September to gather our hearts and minds together in prayer. And I'm thankful to the Lord for allowing us to come together in this fashion. Praise God for each of you from across the length and breadth of our fraternity's work. And it's so good and pleasant for us to come together in this way. To those of you that are new to the call, this effort began March of 2015 under the previous administration. And Brother Dr. Staccato Powell, along with Brother Ray Johnson of the Sixth, began this effort. And initially, we started with just the districts that were along the East Coast and a few others, but we did not involve the 12th District. But for the last 2-3 years, since we have had the privilege of serving as your Grand Chaplain, we've involved the 12th District, and every third Wednesday of the month and every first Sunday of the month, we necessarily involve the 12th District. And we're delighted to have each of you join us on this call. What a wonderful joy it is to have us come together and dwell telephonically in unity. Praise God for each of you. We're especially delighted to have many members of our Supreme Council, current and past members, to join us. And we're also joined tonight by several members who are not only Supreme Council members, but our grand officers, current and past, to join us on this call. We're especially delighted tonight to have with us our executive leader, our CEO for our organization. He's our grand boss. So good to have Brother Dr. David Mary to join us tonight on the call. And it's at this time I released a phone to him so that we might rise in spirit and receive him as he comes to us in his own way to greet us. God bless you, Dr. Marion. You have the phone, sir.
Thank you so much, Brother Grand Chaplain. As always, I thank you for your service and your leadership and your efforts along with the district chaplains to try to keep the brothers and our chapters and our fraternity spiritually fit during the times in which we now live. We certainly are aware of the challenges that our brothers have faced, not only with COVID-19, but also with Hurricane Ida, where many of our brothers in Louisiana and other areas are coming back home as of last week and seeing 10 or more inches of water in their homes, having to deal with the daunting task of redecorating and rebuilding and reconstructing from the inside, and having to live elsewhere and them and their families while they do it. Our prayers are with them. Also, on the Northeast Coast, where we see the waters flooding basements and flooding the subway, and we see our brothers and members of our community in dire straits. And as we've seen out on the West Coast, the various things that have come their way, earthquakes and fires. And so our prayer is for tonight. This prayer call is for everyone, but I'd ask for special thoughts to be given to brothers who are really going through it and their heads are unbowed. But nevertheless, what helps people get through circumstances like this are calls like these and prayers from brothers on this call. So thank you so much for this opportunity. Again, God bless each and every one of you, and God keep you. Thank you again.
And God keep you, Dr. Marion. We're so delighted that you were able to join us tonight, and praise God for you, and we pray for your continued success as our leader. Thank you so much. My brothers, what a joy it is tonight to have Brother Chuck Clemons, who has responded remarkably as the district chaplain for the 12th district. And it's at this time I take no longer of his time so that he might lead us in this time of meditation and prayer. So brothers, please receive now the words and the wisdom and the wit of Brother Chuck Clemons, our district chaplain for the 12th district. Thank you, Doc. You have the phone, sir.
Thank you so much, Brother Grand Chaplain. I thank God for you and for your leadership, and we thank God for the leadership of our grand bossless brother, Dr. Marion. The song has been said, if we ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need him now. And so it's my privilege and honor to join in with this concert of prayer with brothers all across Omega, from East Coast to West Coast and those around the world. we're going to look to the Lord. In this time tonight of devotion and prayer requests, we're going to go to God in prayer. God is able to do all things. And brothers, as we remember those who've gone on before us, maybe some have walked into Omega this year and going all the way back to our founders, the God of our fathers, who is faithful to them then, is faithful to us now. And we can draw upon the testimony of the ages that God is faithful. We can remember the lessons that the Lord has taught us. And if by chance tonight you're in a place feeling afar off or maybe have gone astray, the God of our fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is a loving God who welcomes home his children and welcomes them home with open arms. And so I begin tonight, September 4th, with our devotion from the Daily Walk. And it's a stern warning, and there's lessons as we consider the Israelites and their wanderings. At times they walk close to the Lord, and at times they strayed. And oftentimes, during times that they strayed, God would get their attention through different troubles. But all in all, he still wanted his children to be with him. So I begin this time with going into this devotion, Promise of Israel's Sins. A look at Hosea chapter 9, chapter 11, verse 11. An overview. Like the pounding of a hammer, Hosea's indictment of Israel continues. Worship has no meaning for God when offered by people who have idolatrous hearts. The nation has been wasted by unchecked sin. Once a fruitful vine, Israel now lies spiritually barren and fruitless. Yet God remains loyal to his people. His love will not permit him to leave sin unpunished, just as a loving father must discipline his erring children. But in the midst of the painful process, God's promise shines brightly. Restoration and blessing await his people when the painful punishment is over. Your Daily Walk. Contrast these two statements from today's reading. I hated them, Israel, there, chapter 9, 15, and my heart is changed within me. All my compassion is aroused for Israel, chapter 11, verse 8. How can you reconcile these verses? Is God contradicting himself, describing his thoughts towards Israel? The answer can be found in the ageless maxim, God hates the sin, but loves the sinner. Hallelujah. Now that's some good news right there. A holy God can never excuse or condone sin, but loves the sinner. A holy God can never excuse or condone sin, but loves the sinner. Yet God never blurs the distinction between the sinner and his or her sin. His love for the sinner never ends, nor does his hatred for the sin. How do you view those around you who have fallen into gross sin? Have you been so offended by their actions that you now shun them? Remember, God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's a good God. Romans 8, 5, verse 8. Pick someone whose lifestyle who normally would cause you to avoid him or her and plan an activity to demonstrate God's love towards that person. Ask the Holy Spirit to cause the individual to see in your love the extended hand of a loving God whose compassions never fail. Insight. Determined declaration of love. The concluding verses of chapter 11 have been called the finest presentation in the Old Testament of a tension between the love and justice of God. The final resolution of this tension is seen at the cross. For it is there that God becomes both just and the one who justifies, Romans chapter 3, verse 26. My brothers, when we consider Hosea, this was a prophet who God caused to marry a harlot to illustrate God's love towards his people. And Gomer, the harlot who Hosea married, would run off from him and go after other things, and the prophet would wander about seeking to bring back his bride. And this is a picture of God's unending love towards his people when his people would go astray. The Word of God teaches us that the prophets were sent to confront the sin of God's people. And three in particular would often arise. Sins of idolatry. That's when something takes the place of God. sins of immorality. That's when we use our body and our minds in ways that displease God to fulfill that which God has said us not to do. And then injustice. That's where one rises up against another in an effort to exact whether pain, punishment, or profit at the expense of people. Over and over, God will call his people back. And brothers, as we get ready to go forward in prayer, he's calling us back here in America to him. He's calling back every man, every woman, every child to come back to him. And if you're back in him already, to stay with him. We serve a good God who hears and answers prayer because of his great love for us. Prayer requests. We want to lift up Brother Bernard Judge, whose sister went and passed on this past Friday. We ask the Lord to comfort him and the whole Judge family. We want to lift up the 6th District DR, Brother Kurt Walker, and that the Lord would comfort him. And Brother Kenneth Burgess, who lost his wife. We want to lift up Brother Cunningham himself, who's battling health issues. We want to look in on and pray for Brother Stuart Young out here in the 12th District for healing and comfort and victory over COVID-19, even as he battles now. We lift him up and all those who've been affected by COVID-19, asking that the master physician would look in on him and do a work that only he can do. He's able. We pray for Brother James Wilson, 60-plus years in Omega, who's preparing for a surgery, that the Lord would sustain him with healing and wholeness. We want to lift up Brother Frank Scott, former bossless Omicron Zai, and grant that the Lord would give him comfort at the passing of his mother, Sister Lula Scott, and comfort for the family. We want to lift up Brother Cleveland Davis, and whose heart went to be with the Lord, Anthony Ingram, for healing for his mother-in-law. We ask you pray for Brother Robert Weekly, who's in need of surgery and even a plate in his skull. We lift up the family of Brother James Riddle, who entered into Omega Chapter. And we particularly want to lift up our brother District Chaplain, Azrael McLean, who has been dealing and ministering to so many families who have been in the eye of the storm of Hurricane Ida, who has officiated and ministered at the bedside, at the funerals of so many. We thank you for Brother McLean and the stalwart ministry you've given to him, that you would bless him and all those in his charge. We pray for every single district chaplain, every single district representative, the divine council, all brothers across Omega and you on the line. We pray for those who have been affected by the fires here in California and across the land, and those in the north end as well as in the south affected by Hurricane Ida and the financial downturn. And now, my brothers, it's time for us to go to the throne of grace to seek the Lord. It's time for us to call in help from heaven. As we bow our hearts and we ask the Lord to come by here, we're praying his blessing be upon us and that we would do what he says do, that we would be servants who do as he says, and that he would be pleased to bless us and restore us. Let us pray. Our God and our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, our times are in your hands. We thank you for being a good God. We thank you for being our Father, who, though you are in heaven, you're near to us. You say you're near to the brokenhearted. We know that you've comforted us in days past, but we need your comfort even today. Some of your children have stepped into eternity. Some of your children are battling for their lives in hospitals. But we thank you that they don't battle alone. Comfort those who've lost loved ones. They're not lost in you. Comfort those who are in the midst of the struggle now. And if it be your will, we pray for complete healing in the name of Jesus. All you have to do, God, is say the word. You can heal at a distance. You can heal up close. You can heal through doctors' hands and respiratory therapists and physicians and psychologists and counselors. You can heal the mind. You can heal the body. You can heal the soul. Just say the word or work through your instruments in the hands of people. However you choose, we do ask you. You say if we have not, for we ask not. So we're asking you for healing in the name of Jesus. We're asking you for healing for our loved ones. And as we're lifting these up, we pray for healing for those who are bound in their mind, who struggle with areas of mental health and mental illness. Oh, break the chains in the name of Jesus. You did it for that man who lived among the tombs. He was running wild, but you were able to cast off those demons, so he was able to sit down and be clothed and in his right mind. And then you sent him to go tell everybody the great things the Lord has done for us. Would you do it, Lord, so that across Omega, we be the ones that will say, this is what the Lord has done for me and for mine. And I serve him because he's a faithful God. He's a compassionate God. He's slow to anger and abundant in grace and mercy. And I'll serve him with every breath that I have. Do a great work, Heavenly Father. Father, as we went through the devotion, we're mindful that you would have us to fight sin. On the one hand, we ought not to be sanctimonious and look down on anybody. And on the other hand, you would have us not to wink at our own sin. Help us to live clean lives. You see us when nobody else sees us. Help us to be clean in our thoughts and our mind and to be humble before you. That you, as your words say, that we would think rightly of ourselves. And you, when you would see fit to exalt us, we would turn and say, it's not I, but God alone be the glory. Great things he has done. You're a good God. You're a mighty God. Have mercy on us in the midst of COVID-19. Unlock the mysteries of the science that healing would flow across this country. Help us as a nation to turn back. Even as your prophets called Israel to turn back, help us in America to turn back from idolatry, putting anything in front of you, from immorality, dishonoring you with our minds and our bodies, and turn back from injustice, from the oppression and the exploitation of the weak. Oh, bring about a great revival. And let it start today. Send in your airstrike of the Holy Spirit to flood our hearts and minds with the things of you. Use us, change us, transform us, be glorified, so that at the end of it all, the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified, that people will see good works in us and glorify our Father in heaven. And when the time is done, and when we breathe our last breath, and we stand in your presence, maybe for somebody that's tonight, may we hear the words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And when you say well done, may we have well did. And we pray this in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the people of God, and the men of God said, amen.